Andy Skellinger, and the Farhabi Persian Ensemble. That's an evening of Eastern acoustic music and dance, Sunday, December 3rd, at the Columbine Unity Center in Boulder at 8900 Arapaho Road. More information and tickets available at megyork.com.
The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the cabaret program.
And welcome. Yes, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Madeline Cave, and I am the host this evening on Cabaret. And my guests are a Colorado Celtic folk band. We have six-piece band in here this evening. Please welcome Ski and Do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ski and Do. Welcome. Thank you all very much for coming in. If you have a hello, you can just shout out to all of the band here. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you.
This is Doubtfire in here.
Hello. Love that movie.
That was wonderful. We're going to move right along here to another piece of music.
The Broom.
Oh, a lovely song.
Lass, come over yon hill. She tripped upon and ran to me. I met her with goodwill. Ah, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, heard in my father's yell. Hard fate that I should banish be, gang wearily and mourn, because I love the fairest lass that ever yet was born. Ah, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my own country, heard in my father's yard. Farewell all pleasures there, to wander by your side again is all I crave or care. Ah, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be my father's yard. Ah, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my own country, held in my father's yard.
Crazy man, my course was wrong.
He must be keeper of the garden.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much. I have to remember I'm meant to be doing something here because I'm just sitting enjoying the music. So, yeah.
We're doing our job.
You are very well indeed. That's Ski and Do. So I had Ski and Do in on my Shilta Gale show a couple of months ago, and it was just a small spot on the show, and it went by so quickly that I'm delighted that they were able to return to KGNU and the cabaret show this evening. So thanks very much for coming in. I first met founder members Philip and Lauren Douglas in 2010. They probably don't remember having met me before. I don't think I've even mentioned this to you before, but I met you at Swallow Hill. And at that time, that evening, you were playing as a four-piece band and just said hello. So it's been lovely getting to know you all a bit better recently.
Swinging back around.
Yeah. And so I would like, it's a six-piece band we have this evening, and I'd like to ask Philip to introduce the band and tell us all a bit about the instruments that they are playing and the other ones that they play, because you're all multi-instrumentalists.
Okay. I will start on my left. Steve Wharton from Boulder, right down the street, up the street. North is up. Okay. Plays Bowron, and he brings in various little things, percussion things.
Animals
found
or whatever.
Roadkill. No, and other percussion instruments. And we try them out, and yeah, it's all good. I play guitar and mandolin and banjo, although I don't have banjo tonight, but I'm going to try to get to the mandolin.
And recorder.
And recorder, yeah. I don't even have that tonight.
Well, I saw you the other night at the Laughing Goat in Boulder. A lovely, friendly audience there who were up
great.
Dancing to your tunes and things. Yeah. But I was surprised because the recorder is the only musical instrument I ever learned to play.
It's like so underrated because it's like
school. Yes, everyone's fourth grade.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I've never
work in Celtic music.
Well,
I mean,
I love the Irish whistle, I love the penny whistles, and I've actually never seen anyone playing just the plain old recorder, and you know, I've seen people playing the bass recorder and things like that, but I've never seen anyone. So there's hope for me yet.
Yes, I mean, and everybody out there that plays recorder, I mean, it's I don't know, sometimes it's looked down upon, but it works out well.
It was lovely. It worked very well. So.
And on my right is Lauren Douglas, and she plays miscellaneous percussion, including a fish kind of a spoon kind of thing, and accordion, and we share lead and harmony vocals. And to her right is Jane Walsh, and she plays the fiddle. I'm not sure what the difference is between violin and fiddle, except maybe one has strings, the other has strings.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yes.
But,
the attitude.
Yeah. One stays up later at night.
Ooh, nice. And to her right is Marianne Gibbs, lives in Louisville, and she plays Clair Sach, which is the Celtic harp, and five-string viola, and sometimes fiddle, and I can't tell when she switches, but that's okay. And on her right is Eric Olson, down in Black Forest, Colorado. He plays Eilean pipes, which are the Irish bagpipes, and penny whistles, and just about anything else we can. And he sings once in a while and tells horrible jokes, wonderfully horrible jokes. I think that's it.
And sings some funny songs.
Yes.
Well, again, thank you all for traveling up.
Thank
here
you for having
to
us.
Boulder,
thank you, KNG and you.
Yeah, you're based in Denver, and I was thrilled when I first found you at Swallow Hill, because although there are many, many wonderful musicians in Colorado, and many folk bands, and Ski and Do perform a lot of Scottish, well, I should say Irish and English and other folk songs, I have not come across many bands in Colorado that perform Scottish songs and music.
I was absolutely
thrilled.
There's room for everybody.
Yeah, there is, but it was really nice for me to come across a band that that performs Scottish. But then both you, Philip, and Lauren, your ancestry is Scottish. Have you done any research on it?
I'm actually the Douglas.
Okay.
Philip changed his name.
Well,
he knew I wasn't going to. So I can trace Douglas's back to a Levi Douglas who was, I think, 1740. So before the American Revolution, and then I haven't gotten back to Scotland. But
well, you will someday. Mm-hmm. And I find I'm mostly descendants of Scots in America tend to know more about their ancestors than Scottish people that live in Scotland. So we don't tend to research it, although we could very easily. So I don't know what the first piece was you played there tonight, but I know the second, the song was the Broom or the Cowden Nows, and then you sang that lovely folk song.
Fairport Convention, from the 60s folk revival.
Crazy Man Michael. So the first piece, did anyone want to tell me what that
was? Actually, the first one was called Tatter Jack Walsh.
Okay. I'll remember that
the
one.
The thing about these tunes, you have no idea how they get their names. They have names like, I buried my wife when I danced on her grave.
Yeah.
They have nicer ones too than that, of course.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us now?
We'll start with instrumentals. This first one will be, it's kind of a waltz. It's called Inishere. It's the name of one of the Aran Islands.
Oh, lovely. Yes, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yes. And we're going to follow that by, as a Planxty, it's called Fanny Power.
Fanny Power.
Think back to the 60s. That might give you some idea. It's actually a Planxty is a tune written by a musician who would be taken in by nobility. Musicians typically had no way of making a living.
Just like today.
Yes.
Just
like, exactly. Things haven't changed
much. Who's driving that 92 girl out there? And so the only way of compensating one of the ways that the nobility compensated the musicians is to give them a place to stay. And then in return, the musician would compose a piece for their benefactor. So this is one of those kind of tunes. Then we're going to end with a jig. It's called The Black Rogue.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I awoke the day and found the frost perched on the town. Hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turned dirty cold and all the trees were shivering in a naked row, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter's closing. Had me a lassie in the summertime. She had summer colored skin. Not another man in town my darling's heart could win. When the leaves came trembling down and the bully winds came and pushed their faces right in the snow, she got the urge for going. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime was falling down, winter was closing. The warrior's winter, they give a cold triumphant shout. All that stays is dying, all that lives is getting out. I see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They get the urge for going, and they got the wings so they can go. And they get the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime was falling down, winter was closing in. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter was closing. I got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter's closing in. Thank you.
It's Gianyu on KGNU with Madeleine Cave here. Thanks again for that. That's a, you're showing some of your versatility there as a band. That was very good. Thank you. So tell me a little bit about the, is it the Elizabeth Festival, Philip, or Lauren, that you're, I know that you're very involved in that.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about that.
It's always the third weekend of July, and it's in Elizabeth, Colorado, which is in Elbert County, and it's a full Highland Games, so there's athletics, piping, you know, a dance competition and piping competition, and a lot of folk music. And
good.
It's in this beautiful little pine forest.
Is there whiskey?
There is whiskey and
oh my God,
and proper
whiskey?
Proper beer, stout and wee heavy.
Ice cream.
Yes.
You can't go wrong.
And whiskey flavored ice cream.
Yes, there is actually. Whiskey.
Do you have tablet and whiskey flavored ice cream though? Maybe I'll have to introduce that to you. So that's in July.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every July. People can look out for that. And if people want to buy your music, is it available online? I mean, I know that you have at least one CD, but I'm not sure if your recordings are available for sale other than at your live gigs, which people, of course, could come to and buy.
No, we have not ventured into that realm.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's getting increasingly difficult to sell recorded music
yes.
anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, but I know that you do
we're
have some
studio.
Of your CDs with
right
you
now?
When you do.
Yeah.
When
yeah, we're in studio.
They can't.
You could use some of this.
Well, there you go.
Record button.
It can't be easy to get all of you together to just to rehearse and perform, never mind to be recording a CD. Now, I know that you have a Facebook page. If people want to like you on Facebook, they'll find you there. SKEANDUBH, Skiandu. And you'll find them on Facebook if you want to like them there. Do you have a web page as well?
We're on
Reverb Nation, yes.
So it's the Skiandu Band. Reverb Nation.
Yeah, and you'll find information there about all their upcoming gigs, and you can keep in touch with them that way. Now, normally, Skiandu are booked far in advance, especially at this time of the year, but they've had a lot of other things going on, and so they are still available at the moment for New Year and well, probably Burns Day as well. That's coming up in January.
Oh, hi, Mackay.
So they had a few things going on, and they're busy again after March, but they do have some openings. I would think you'd be very popular for at Scottish weddings and party band.
We've done a few.
I bet
yes.
you
oh,
have.
Hi.
Yes.
And do you enjoy house concerts?
Yes.
Do you like to do house
yes,
concerts?
Yes, it's a wonderful format.
I love hosting.
We prefer people to listen to our
yeah, exactly, yes. I know,
especially
I know.
Especially if you're doing songs, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to throw them away to
yes.
talkers, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know.
And the thing is that...
But we'll do that in a pinch.
You are fortunate in that with your musical skills here, you would still go down well in a, you know, the sort of pub band... because you can still whoop it up there. If people are starting to get a little bit noisier towards the end of the night, I'm sure you can bring in some of those jigs and get toes tapping and things.
Yeah.
But a lot of bands that are singing, you know, softer songs, they just can't play these venues, but you can mix it up and play anywhere. But yes, it is nice to have a listening audience
yes.
yeah.
whenever,
yes.
wherever you are. As I say, you can go onto the Skiandu Facebook page or a Reverb Nation. They are very good at keeping their calendars up to date. Who's the organised one? They're all looking around. Philip's getting the blame for that one.
He has been
yeah.
keeping our schedule, yep.
yeah, so I'm just going to ask them to play some more music because that's what you're here for. You're here to listen to them and not to me. I can chat though. They know that. So they're going to do some more songs and tunes for us.
Okay.
Trying to decide what to start with now. They do. I have to tell you, they do wing it a bit, this band.
Oh, no.
Well, they've played. They have played.
Did they you have. See the looks on our faces.
I know. It's like, okay, what will we
where
do
did
now?
We go?
They have played together for quite some time now, and they know each other very well. And they seem to just decide on a whim, right? Okay, what shall we do now? And pull some magic out of the hat. So. Here we go with some of that magic.
It's a thin line that leads us and keeps us all from shame. And dark clouds quickly gather along the way we came. There is fear out on the mountain and death out on the plain. There's heartbreak and heartache in the shadow of the flame. This love will carry. This love will carry me. I know this love will carry me. This love will carry. This love will carry me. I know this love. Somewhere in the distance, we try and catch it all. Success lasts but a moment, and failure's always near. As you look down at your blistered hands, as turns another year. This love. This love will carry me. I know this love will carry me. This love will carry. This love will carry me. I know this love will carry me. Uncertainty is sure, and like the coming of the dawn, it's ours forevermore. This love will carry, this love will carry me. I know this love will carry me. This love will carry, this love will carry me. I know this love will carry me.
A cappella.
This love will carry,
this love will carry me. I know this love will carry me.
beautiful Dougie MacLean song there. One of my many favourite Scottish songwriters. I just saw on my Facebook page the other day that Dougie is doing a song, and one of my friends, Yvonne Lyon, is doing support for him. So that was a thrill for me to see. She's a lovely lady, a singer-songwriter. Lauren, when did you learn to play accordion? Is that something you did as a child, or did you take it up?
No, I played piano as a child.
Okay.
And, gosh, it's probably been 20 years that I have been playing accordion. Right? I start. And
how did
you know,
get into that?
How did I get into that? You bought me an accordion.
Oh,
and it really blends nicely with the fiddle and pipes. It has the same timbre. And it's portable,
yes.
More or less.
Well, more portable
only 50
than a
pounds,
piano.
Yes. And, you know, you have to get used to the keyboard being vertical rather than horizontal. But and I don't play the bass buttons. I'm really just playing melody and harmony on it. So.
Okay. And when did your interest in Scottish music and Celtic music?
I actually didn't really hear it growing up. You know, as I mentioned, my people have been over here such
yes,
a long time,
yes.
It's really kind of diluted. I heard the Tannehill Weavers at the Estes Park Festival, I think, in 1985. It was a really small festival. They were playing under a tree.
Okay.
You know the size of that festival now. And then I bought, of course, it was albums then. I was living in the East Coast, so I went to Tower Records, you know, the huge record store, and found Tannehill Weaver's records and just started listening.
Yeah, very nice.
Learning.
And so I'm going to ask, I have another Scot in the room with me this evening.
Oh, guy.
I'm outed.
Right. Pull yourself up to that microphone and say hello and tell me how you met the Ski and Doo, Jill.
Well, when you were talking about, you know, feeling that sensation of hearing them sing Scottish songs that you were very familiar with. That was really what drew me to get to know these guys, was that, as you say, there's not really very many people singing those songs that are, you know, they're important, and I think they maybe take us back home, but they strike a home chord with a lot of people feel a sense of belonging to that music. And so Philip and Lauren were kind enough to invite me to sit in, and it's really a great pleasure, and occasionally they'll let me even ask for a specific song, and I really like that. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Weren't you dressed as
fun.
A joker when we first met you?
I was dressed as a playing card. That
yeah.
is true.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Halloween.
I can't remember
it was
which
a Halloween part.
It was a Halloween.
Yes. Let's make that clear.
Yes. that explains why you can't remember. How long have you been in Colorado for?
For 10 years now.
Okay,
yeah.
And you're originally from Fife.
That's right.
Did you move
from St Andrews?
Okay. Yeah. Did you move to Colorado from Scotland, or did you travel in between?
I was living in England for a long time, but my husband's from here. He's Coloradan, and when we got married a long time ago, he said he'd never want to come back to the USA, and here I am. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They all come back.
Well, I went back to Scotland for 5 years, and I didn't think I'd be back in Colorado either. And here I am.
There you go.
Here I am. Yeah. Yes, very much enjoying it and looking forward to some visitors coming over from Scotland for Christmas. So that will be fun. Philip, you're sitting there very, very quiet.
I know. It's
contemplating
unusual.
What to play next. have you decided what you're going to play next?
I think it's tune time, isn't it?
Oh no, we were going to go out with tunes.
Oh, okay. So one more song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
One more song.
Yeah,
that would be lovely.
I could do that.
Are you familiar with the Scottish songwriter Davy Steele?
Yes.
You are. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I passed away.
I'm not making a request. I was just.
No. Yeah. No. I know his stuff.
We have done the last trip home.
Yes,
we haven't done it for a
it's
while.
One, mm-hmm. That's his most.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
one. Yeah.
It's 3 long years since we made a pay. Heave away.
and the owners say that she's had a day. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o, and it's heave away for the final trawl. Heave away, my laddie-o, it's an easy pull for the catch is small. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o, and we'll join the venture and the morning star. Heave away, my laddie-o, riding high and empty towards the bar. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o. And when I die, you can bury me deep. Heave away, my laddie-o, in a rusty hold where the breakers keep. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o. And I'd rather beach her on the Skiri Rock. Heave away, my laddie-o, and to see her torched at the breaker's dock. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o. I fished a lifetime, boy and man. Heave away, my laddie-o, and the final crawl scarcely nets a crown. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o. And sing Holloway, my laddie-o.
Nice. So before we move on to your final piece of music for tonight, doesn't the time go quickly here?
Yes.
It go quickly?
Right.
I want to just take a minute or two, if you don't mind, Ski and Do, to just mention that I did a radio show in Scotland for 5 years before moving back to Colorado, and I've only recently joined KGNU. But I am so impressed. It's such a wonderful radio station and a great team here. And to have a facility like this for local musicians to come in with the excellent sound system, sound engineers, and I feel very spoiled because all I have to do is talk to you and everything else is taken care of. But this is it's a wonderful studio. Yeah. And the sound quality is excellent. And, I just want to say, I know I'm with KGNU, but I know you'll join me in saying thank you very much to them for doing this. And
give today.
Yeah, and they're always looking for volunteers. I'm a volunteer here. It's, as I say, it's great fun, great team. And so thank you, KGNU, for mm-hmm. Cabaret and all the other wonderful work you do, and allowing us to have me to have the pleasure of having Ski and Do in this evening. They're going to finish off tonight with some more wonderful music. Thank you once again.
Thank you guys for having me.
having us here. Thank you, George and Alex, for the great sound.
And I will, you no doubt you will be seeing me again soon.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be back on Shulte Gael on the 20th of December. And look forward to seeing more and hearing more of Skeandu. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Music live. That was the Cabaret Show, and it is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for Corriente.
Ay, Nicaragua, Nicaragüita, la flor más linda de mi querer. Abonada con la bendita Nicaragüita, sangre de Diriangén. Ay, Nicaragua, sos más dulcita que la mielita de Tamás. Pero ahora que ya sos libre, Nicaragüita, yo te quiero mucho más. Pero ahora que ya sos libre, Nicaragüita, yo te quiero mucho más. We'll be right back.
support comes from Modus Theater. Modus Theater creates original theater to facilitate dialogue on critical issues of our time. Modus Theater is hosting a Dream Act dance party